How's everybody doing? We've got three more cases. They're all with the same applicant or the same agent, Tierra West. I'd like to plow on through. It is 10 till 1. Our item is item number 10. It is PR 2022-006794. SD 2023-00224, vacation of private easement. SD 2023-00225, vacation of private easement. It is Tierra West LLC, agent for John O'Donnell, requests the vacations for all or a portion of tract B2, plat of tract B-A, B-2, B-3, Allwood subdivision zoned MXH, located at 4801 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast and Lumber Avenue Northeast and McLeod Road, containing approximately 1.579 acres. Owners are Peabody AVQ LLC, and the request is for vacation of one private ingress egress easement and one sign easement. I've read the staff reports on this, and anxious to hear any contrary kinds of comments or contrary or supportive comments. Who represents Tierra West in this?
Hello, hearing officer Campbell. My name is Sergio Lozoya, and I'll be representing Tierra West for this case and agenda item 12.
All right. And Mr. Lozoya, your address, and then I have a question.
Sure. Address is 5571 Midway Park Place Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
And Mr. Lozoya, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed with a brief description.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer Campbell. This is Sergio Lozoya with Tierra West. So this plat was approved for final and preliminary plat in one action, I believe, on the October 25th hearing for DHO. Upon that approval, it was noted that there were two vacations on the plat that had not been approved or documented, which were called out on the plat. The two vacations are shown on the plat that is on the screen. The one in blue is the sign easement for 525 square feet. And the one shown in the orange with the red outline is the private egress ingress at 8,544 square feet. So we're not, we are vacating that one, but it essentially is just being moved slightly to the west. So it's just adjusting the easement over a bit. So we're vacating that one, and in its place, we'll be providing another easement for that purpose.
So, as I understand it, the easement in the red is being vacated or is requested to be vacated, and it's the easement within the dashed lines that it would be moved to. Is that correct?
Mr. Hearing Officer Campbell, Sergio Lozoya with Tierra West. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. All right. Are there members of the public who are here to speak on this matter? Please identify yourselves. And I see none. Therefore, we'll go through each DFT specialty member, starting with Mr. Houle with the Water Authority.
This is Andre Houle with the Water Authority. We do not have any objections to the both of vacation requests.
All right. Code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Jeff Palmer of Code Enforcement, we have no objections.
Thank you. Parks and Rec, Whitney Phelan.
Hi, Whitney Phelan with Parks and Rec, and I have no objections to the requested vacations. Thanks.
Hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Hydrology. Hydrology needs the existing structure in relationship to the plat. Aerial exhibit will do it. Hydrology needs to determine where the approved conceptual grading drainage plan is located within the plat. Please add a cross lot drainage easement note specifying the beneficiary, and the maintenance agreement. That's all from Hydrology.
Mr. Chen, would those be conditions then that you would ask to be placed on the plat?
Yes, this would be conditions.
And I would appreciate if you would put those in the chat box so that we can get them accurately. Thank you. Turning now to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Transportation has an approved TCL dated August 25th, 2023. We have no objection.
Thank you. Moving now to planning.
This is Robert Webb with planning. Planning had no objections to the vacation action that's tied to the previously approved preliminary final plat. We just will need the project and application numbers added, so I will add that to the chat as a condition.
All right, thank you. All right, Mr. Lozoya, any comments?
Mr. Hearing Officer Campbell, this is Sergio Lozoya with Terra West. Yes, for hydrology comments, I believe these were also provided during the final plat action. And as far as the structures on the site, there was a restaurant called Sweet Tomatoes, which is now demolished. So there are no buildings on that portion of the site. I believe in the Albuquerque GIS, it is still showing a structure there. But if you look at a more recent satellite imagery using Google Earth or another software, it shows that the building is no longer there. But we will happily provide the notes as required by hydrology and planning.
Thank you. I see Mr. Biazar, city engineer, has his hand up, sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. Just a quick question for the applicant. The sign easement, who was the benefactor of that sign easement that's being vacated? Do we have like concurrence from the property owners or whoever was the benefactor that they're okay with the vacation of the sign easement?
Mr. Shahab, this is Sergio Lozoya with Tierra West. I believe the benefactor was the owner of that lot. So it would be, may I share my screen?
So it's the same, the benefactor is the same track numbers that are on that plot right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's all I had. And that's fine. You don't need to share your screen. Yeah, as long as, that's fine. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it's not for the lots beyond what's on the plot itself, but thank you for that clarification.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lozoya. Okay, any other comments? Hearing none, and there were no members of the public on this. In the matter of agenda item number 10, PR 2022-006794, the requested 224 vacation of private easement and 225 vacation of private easement, the DHO approves these requests, these applications, with the following condition: hydrology needs to have the existing structures in relationship to the plat, and aerial exhibit will do. Hydrology needs to determine where the approved conceptual grading and drainage plan is located within the plat, and please add a cross lot drainage easement note specifying the beneficiary and the maintenance agreement. Also, planning has the following condition: the project and application number must be added to the vacation sheets prior to final sign-off. This would be matching the plat sheets. Those are the conditions on this matter. And with that, agenda item number 10 is approved. Thank you all very much.